Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Tuesday condemned a deadly attack on a polio vaccination team in Nuzhki, Balochistan. A police constable assigned to guard the team was martyred, and another officer was injured when unidentified gunmen opened fire. The attack took place as the team was carrying out routine vaccination work in the area. The president expressed deep concern over the incident and paid tribute to polio workers who risked their lives to protect children across the country. In a message tied to the ongoing nationwide anti-polio campaign, Zardari noted that cases of the crippling disease have dropped by over 90% due to consistent vaccination efforts, monitoring, and the bravery of health teams. However, he warned that the fight against polio is not yet over and called for continued support for eradication efforts. Pakistan has recorded 10 polio cases so far in 2025, official figures show. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif also condemned the attack and offered condolences to the family of the slain worker. He vowed that those responsible would face strict action and reaffirmed his government's commitment to protecting polio teams from militant threats. Polio teams in Pakistan have frequently been targeted in militant attacks, particularly in remote or conflict-affected areas, making the country one of only two where polio remains endemic. Yesterday, two polio workers were abducted by armed men on in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's Tank District during an ongoing anti-polio campaign. The incident occurred in the Jandala tribal subdivision. The victims were identified as Sifatullah, a ComNet staff member, and Hizbullah, a volunteer. Both were performing vaccination duties at the time of the abduction.